Hey, mompreneur, are you feeling overwhelmed by content creation? I totally get it. You have a million other things to do, and somehow your kids always know the best time to interrupt you is right when you start doing work. And by best time, I mean worst time. That's why I made the 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar. It tells you exactly what to post so you can ditch the scramble and get back to what matters most, your little womb gremlins and your business. More time for you, more engagement for your business. Get your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar today at sociallyyours.biz/content calendar. Welcome to the Mompreneur Mastery Podcast, where we share actionable Instagram strategies that fit into a busy mom schedule so that you can get more engagement, more leads, and more sales in less time so you can spend more quality time with your family. I'm Sydney O'Brien, an Instagram strategist who started my business with 3 kids under 5 and found a way to do it without sacrificing quality time with my family while only working 2 to 3 hours a day. I love helping other mom business owners find that seemingly impossible mom-work-life balance instead of spending too much time creating content that isn't getting them the results that they want. If you're an overwhelmed but ambitious business owner and you want to strategize the heck out of your Instagram account so that you can save time and make more sales, you are in the right place. Hey, welcome to the very first episode of Mompreneur Mastery. This has been in the works for a while, and I am so excited and so grateful that you're here. Seeing as I'm an Instagram strategist, I'm going to use the first episode to go over what the heck a strategy is, why you need one, and how to batch your content strategically so that you can meet your Instagram goals in less time, whether your goal is getting new followers, connecting with them, or selling an offer. I'm going to go over it all. So a strategy is basically a well-thought-out plan with a specific goal in mind that is using both all of the features and algorithms of Instagram and marketing principles so that you can reach that goal. Having a strategy, one, like I said, helps you to reach your goal, but it also saves time. Knowing the right strategies for the right goals is going to make sure that all of your super valuable time that you spend creating content for your Instagram account, all the stories you share, and even all the engagement you're doing is not wasted. Because there's a purpose to all of it. You're not just copying what other accounts are doing or wondering what you should be posting and just seeing what works. You have a goal, you have a plan, you know how to execute it. So how do you get to that point? Have you ever stared at a blank design in Canva wondering what the heck to do with it, or stressed out about how often you should be posting, or wondered what to post when you're launching, what to post when you want more followers? I started Instagram marketing doing my sister's coaching account, and I definitely felt all of those things. So if you have too, you are definitely not alone. I think the biggest question I had when I first started, before I took any courses or anything and got certified, and the question that I get asked most often, honestly, is what should I post and when should I post it? And that right there is strategy, knowing what to post and when to get the results that you need to move the needle in your business. And there is definitely an answer, but it depends on a few different things, namely what's going on in your business and what's going on in your life. Because as a mom and a business owner, you want to make sure that your business isn't going to take over your life, right? You've got a million other things to do and worry about. Honestly, the easiest way to make sure you save time on your content and make sure that you're sharing the right posts at the right time is by planning ahead. And I know that sounds overwhelming and time-consuming, but honestly, I can plan a month of content in literal minutes. I actually made a screen recording of it, of how I did it for a month a little while ago for my blog, and I will totally put the link in the show notes for you. It'll probably be really helpful if you're a visual learner. But I'm going to go over it step by step in much more detail now. I'm going to break it into 4 different steps that you can do in separate chunks when you have the time. The first step is mapping out your month. I want you to take out your calendar and whatever you use to plan your content. If you don't have a content calendar, I suggest either a simple Google Sheet or a Trello board if that's more your style. I can share links to both of these in the show notes if you need them. Now next, I want you to think about how often you can realistically, consistently post. mark down those dates for a month and then fill in what stuff you have coming up, both in work and your life. Because if your kid has a dance recital or you're going on vacation, you don't want to share content that's going to result in you having to spend a lot of time working or engaging. Like, I wouldn't share a post I know is going to be super awesome that asks for a whole bunch of comments and DMs if I'm not going to be around to answer those comments and DMs in a timely fashion. And I wouldn't want to promote, say, my personalized strategy service right before going on vacation, because I want to be able to enjoy myself and not do all of the work that that entails. Another good thing about planning and scheduling is that you can do things like go on long vacations and not have to worry about making and posting content, which is super nice. Now I want you to fill in any work stuff you have going on. Do you have any obligatory posts you have to make for like collaborations, or maybe you're in a bundle that you need to promote or a summit you're a part of, or maybe you are a guest on a podcast and you want to promote that and share it with your audience? Do you have a sale or a special webinar or masterclass coming up? All of these things, mark it down on the right dates of the content calendar. This is the part where we fill in the rest. So leading up to any big launches or sales or any kind of promotional period, take the time to share some posts that will help you grow so you have more leads when you're ready to promote these things. So posts for growth are going to be shareable posts, collaboration posts, super valuable content that gets a lot of comments. Those are going to be the posts for growth. And after that, you want to do some posts that show you as an authority figure in your industry. So that's going to be educational content, sharing content that gives your dream client a small win, sharing reviews, testimonials, case studies, things like that. And then share your promotional content, the main event. Now, if you're going to be busy with life or behind the scenes stuff and you don't have any promotional periods coming up, share a mix of those growth and authority posts. And if you have an offer that's an instant download type of thing, like templates or a guide or workbook, promote that instead. The second step is filling in all of the post topics. So all of these post topics need to relate to your end goal here. For example, I've been promoting an engagement audit, so my post topics have been things like why you need engagement, like the importance of it, what does it do, quick tips to get more engagement, why engagement is lower in the summer, and what to do about it. All of these things focused around the offer that I'm promoting. Now, the next step is probably the one that takes the longest for me, so I don't usually do it all in one sitting. But having steps one and two done first make it so much easier to pick up when I need to take a break or change a diaper or do a playground visit with my kids. So this next step is creating the content. It's making the carousels, recording the reels, all of the things, writing up captions, choosing hashtags. I do all of this in Canva. I put the captions and hashtags in the notes section, and then when the post is done, I go to share and get the link to the post, and I put it in the calendar under the date that it's going to be posted, replacing the post topic. This is really helpful later when you're looking at insights. If you want to repurpose it or reuse a post, you can just go right back to the day you posted it, click the link, and everything is right there for you. And once I have that done for all of the posts, I go to step four, which is scheduling. Scheduling is super easy, and it usually goes by pretty quickly. If for any reason I'm not able to do it all in one sitting, I will change the color of the boxes in Google Sheets for the posts that are already scheduled so I know where to pick up where I left off. Because like the first 2 weeks will be like pink instead of white and I can just keep continuing down. But basically, I just click the link to open the exact post in Canva. I copy the caption from the notes section, click share, and then I use Metricool as a scheduler, so I just click the Metricool logo. If you haven't used Metricool before, you'll have to go, after you click share, you can go to the bottom to more and find it. And then I paste the caption and hashtags, hit save, and it takes me right to my Metricool scheduler where I just have to choose the date and time, add location, things like that. It's definitely the step that requires the least amount of brain power. It's very easy. And those are the four steps to strategically planning out content. And if right now you're thinking, I am a mom and a business owner, I do not have time for this, I just want to remind you of two things. One, right now you could be spending time on content that doesn't convert. If you use a strategy and plan ahead, in the long run, it'll save you time and it will actually help you reach your goals. So taking the time to plan it out and do it effectively is better for you and your business. And two, definitely do it in small chunks. I don't think I've ever done all of this in one go. I'm usually interrupted with snack requests or, you know, sibling squabbles, things like that. Do the basic planning part in one chunk, and then do the post planning in another. Creating the content might be a couple of chunks, and then you can schedule it. A quick scheduling tip, really recommend Metricool as a scheduler. I mentioned it earlier, but it's free if you have just one brand that you're scheduling for. The analytics you get from it are insane, and it's so much less glitchy than the Meta scheduler. Metricool is also one of the official Meta partners, so it doesn't go against their terms and conditions to use it. Some other third-party schedulers are not, and using them can result in getting your content banned, especially if they have features for like fake followers or comments or things like that. Also, like I said, Metricool integrates with Canva, so you can create your content in Canva, hit that share button, and send it right to Metricool with your caption, so you don't have to take the time to save the image and then re-upload it in the scheduler. That alone saves a bunch of time in the process. And also keep in mind that this is one of those things where the more you do it, the easier it becomes and the faster you get at it. So for a quick recap, step one, map out the important dates and then fill in the post purposes accordingly. Step two is filling in the post topics. Step three is creating the content. And step four is scheduling. So give these steps a try, even if it's just for a week or two at a time. I do my content batching month by month, but you certainly don't have to, especially if you've never done it before. Do it in as small chunks as you need to and let me know how it goes. Send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. And also check the show notes for those resource links that I mentioned. And in episode two, we're going to keep going talking about strategy, and I'm going to share the three most underutilized features of Instagram and how you can use them to get more leads and get more engagement. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If this content was helpful for you, I would love it if you could subscribe and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so that other mom business owners can find it and get the same helpful tips and strategies. And if you have questions or want to connect, you can find me on Instagram at socially.yours.strategist. Is summer calling, but your content calendar is keeping you stuck inside? I hear you. I would much rather be poolside with my kids and not glued to my phone, wondering what to post to actually get me likes, comments, and sales. I have just the thing to help you with that. I've created something called a content maximizer system. It is a step-by-step framework that helps you analyze your content, identify posts to maximize, and it shows you how to turn each of those posts into at least 20 new posts that get you likes, comments, and sales. Double down on your efforts, not your time. Get the Content Maximizer system and reclaim your summer. Visit my website, socialyours.biz/content-maximizer, or visit the link in the show notes for more details.